Ryan, did you ever have a time that you were able to work out with Andre? I know he didn't show up for this.
No, I haven't. No.
How difficult is a situation here, like at OTAs, where you've got a bunch of batted passes from the defense, but doesn't seem really all that fair to you guys as quarterbacks. When O-linemen can't take their legs out from under and keep their hands down.
You know what? It's one of those things as a quarterback. It's frustrating, but in playing the Texans the last few years, it's something that we're really good at up front. And so, all the frustration when one gets batted down at you, you think about the season and the frustration that's going to go through the opponent quarterback's heads.
Do you view that as kind of lost time without Andre right now? Because this would be a time.
It's a great time for us, getting all the different guys in there and getting work with everybody. Because I think, and being new, and there's so many different things right now that we're learning on the fly. We're reading it and learning it in a book and then having to correct some stuff as we get on the field versus the defense. So it's a very productive time for us just because of all the new things that are going on out there.
Right, even though you're new to the system, do you also find yourself kind of helping the younger guys, teaching a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think just as a quarterback in general, you pride yourself on being somebody that knows kind of what everybody's responsibility and job is. And so there's certainly some things, even just getting guys lined up, but after the play, certain techniques or routes or depths or the way it's going out there, you got to be able to have that communication with those guys.
How are things different in a camp where it's a wide open quarterback competition as opposed to having an established starter?
It's just one of those things right now where everybody is getting a chance to go out there and learn the system. I've had it every different way it could go in my career in terms of, fourth string, third string, backup, starter, backup for the first two games and starter for the last 14. There's a lot of different ways that I've been able to work through it. And for me, it's just, putting the blinders on and really focusing on what I need to do to get prepared to play.